Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
On the season. Looks like Jay County will be serving first. It's going to be Maggie Dillon serving for Jay County. Here's the first serve. It's a let serve and an ace serve. And correction, it wasn't Maggie Dillon. It was Abby Fields. Abby Fields serving for Jay County. That is an ace serve for Abby. It's 1-0. Jay County in the lead. Here's the next serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the smash, and it's a kill for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller gets the kill to tie up the game, tie up the match, tie up the set, whatever you want to say. And it's 1-1. We're all tied up here. Fort Recovery now serving. Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve. Good serve. Here's a pass to the net. Here's the dink over by Jay County. And a hit back by Whitley Rammel, and she gets a kill. Whitley Rammel with her first kill of the evening. Jay County has Lauren Brewster out there along with Hannah Mullenkamp. Here's a serve that's out of bounds. Service error for Grace Guggenbiller. Madison Dirksen, Maggie Dillon also in the lineup for Jay County. Now back to serve is Brenna Haynes. And it's a good serve, and Fort Recovery cannot return it. Trying to make the set there for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians was Mara Pearson, and she could not get it where she wanted to, and it went out of bounds. Nobody could play it, and it's 3-2, Jay County with a one-point lead here. Here's a hit by Fort Recovery at the net. Got it over. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery is Abby Fields. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, played it by Jay County. There's a set, and Tegan Fortkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley Rammel rams it home for the kill. Whitley's second kill of the evening, and it's now 3-3. We're all tied up. Back to serve now is Tegan Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. It's service error into the top of the net and onto the floor. Did not get it over, so a service error for Fort Recovery. Here's Jay County serving now. Coming into the lineup for Jay County is Madison Brunswick. Here's the serve by Izzy Rogers. Good serve. Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point for Jay County. Izzy will serve again. And it's a good serve dug out by Fort Recovery over on the outside hitting lane. And Jay County returns it quite quickly, and Fort Recovery cannot make the play. Point Jay County. Another service point there for Madison Brunswick. And here is Fort Recovery failing to make the return again. Quickly, Jay County's out to a 7-0 lead here in this first set. Continuing to serve is Izzy Rogers, I should say. I had Madison Brunswick a moment ago. Izzy Rogers continues to serve. It's an ace serve for Izzy, and Jay County has taken an 8-3 lead. Fort Recovery calls timeout. They want to talk things over. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ta-da! It is Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare. In the morning and the evenings, the crops are getting tall and it's harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, Lindsay, when you're on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you, and give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Izzy Rogers has had quite a run here, 4 service points in a row, including an ace. There's another good serve. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she gets the kill to stop the Jay County run. Whitley Rammel with her 3rd kill of the evening. And it's now 8-4. Fort Recovery side out. Going back to serve for the Lady Indians now is going to be Audra Bupp. Audra Bupp's serve is a service error into the top of the net. That's very uncharacteristic for Fort Recovery. They've had at least two service errors, maybe even three here in this first set. Point Jay County. It's now 9-4. Good serve by Jay County. Teagan Forkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, who free balls it over. Here's the pass to the net for Jay County. Free balling it is Brunswick back to Fort Recovery. And here's Whitley Rammel getting the kill. Little soft hit for Whitley. Her fourth kill of the evening, and it's 9-5. Fort Recovery draws to within four, and Whitley Rammel will go back to serve. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And Neil Spencer is the producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And a service error for Whitley Rammel. Another service error for Fort Recovery. They need to get that straightened out, or they're going to be in trouble all night long. Here's the serve by Grace Brewster. Good serve. Hit back to Jay County. Dug out nicely there by Grace Brewster to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller hits it back over and got the kill. Her second kill of the evening. 10-6 score. And now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Faith Wendell. Good serve by Faith. Dug out by Jay County. And the hit at the net. And a kill for the Lady Patriots, Abby Fields. Jay County will have side outs. Makes it 11-6. Jay County 1-2 on the year. Their one win was a big win over arch rival Delta. Here's a good serve by Jay County at the net. Jay County back on offense. The hit back over to Fort Recovery and the kill from the outside hitting position for Lauren Brewster. Lauren Brewster gets a kill. Serving, by the way, is Hannah Mullenkamp here for Jay County. Here's her next serve. And it's good. Dug out by Bupp. Here's just dinking it over is Aubrey Kanapke back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the smash. And a kill for Marissa Garkey. Marissa Garkey gets the kill, side out Fort Recovery. 12-7 now. Jay County leads Fort Recovery, and Marissa Garkey will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. There's the serve, dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's the hit across the net by Brunswick. Fort Recovery returns. Now the hit back to Fort Recovery again. Here's the set by Faith Wendell. The hit by Teagan Forkamp. Played by Jay County back to Fort Recovery. The set by Faith Wendell. The hit by Grace Guggenbiller. And a block. But that might have been by Lauren Brewster possibly. And it's 13-7. A point Jay County on the block. Side out Jay County. Going back to serve now for Jay is Abby Fields. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Jay County from Teagan Forkamp, and she gets a kill, her first kill of the night. Here comes the next serve. The set now by Jay County. They're going to call a double hit on Jay. Called a double hit there on Abby Fields, so that'll give the Lady Indians a point. Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve again. Here's the set for Jay County. And the hit and the smash and the kill for the Lady Patriots. It is Jay County's Madison Dirksen getting her first kill of the evening. Exit 14-9. Jay County up by 5 points. Jay County grabbed an early lead. They've just been kind of hanging on to it here. Here's the serve by Jay County's Brenna Haynes. Good serve. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, blocked by Jay County. Outside hit by Teagan Forkamp, and it's hit out of bounds. Teagan Forkamp, cross-court shot, but it went out of bounds. Point Jay County. Brenna Haynes will be back to serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back over to Jay County by Teagan Forkamp. Now the dink back over by Jay County's Madison Dirksen. They give Madison the kill. I think that might have been tipped by one of the Lady Indians, and then it went out of bounds. So that was a kill for Madison Dirksen. Timeout, Fort Recovery. It's 16-9. Fort Recovery trailing Jay County. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution for you. We also compound bioidentical hormones to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, so stop in or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here, Jay County. Jay County playing very well. On the court right now, Hannah Mollenkamp, Grace Brewster, Madison Dirksen is out there. Here's the serve by Brenna Haynes. A good serve. Set for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on the kill. Rammel gets another kill. That is number five for her in this first set here this evening. And side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has not been able to sustain any kind of a continuous run here. It's like one and done, so to speak. Good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Jay County will save it. Madison Dirksen with the kill. Nice hit by Madison towards the back of the court where nobody was. Madison Dirksen with her third kill of the evening. Side out, Jay County. So this is just what I was saying a moment ago. It's just back and forth for Fort Recovery. Jay County gets a point or two once in a while, but Fort Recovery can't get two back-to-back. Here's a hit by Whitley Rammel. Jay County can't play it. Point, Fort Recovery. It's not a kill for Whitley, but Jay County could not make the return. So it goes back to Fort Recovery, and now serving is Audra Bupp. 17-11, Jay County leads Fort Recovery here in the first set. Bupp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Brenna Haynes, and Brenna can't put it where she wanted to, and it goes out of bounds. Point, Fort Recovery. Audra Bupp with the service point. Makes it 17-12. Lady Indians back to within five. Bupp will serve again. Dug out by Jay County. Here's the set. The outside hitter smash played by Fort Recovery. There's a nice hit there by Madison Brunswick a moment ago. Here's the pass to the net. The hit by Brunswick. Played by Kanapke for Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery cannot get it over. Valiant effort there by Marissa Garkey, but she couldn't get it over. Point, Jay County. And it goes back side out, Jay County. Here's Dirksen serving now for Jay County. Madison or Whitley Rammel back to Jay County. Here's the hit back to the Lady Indians. Got Lady Indians in the net. Point Jay County. Jay County now leads 19-12. There's a serve way out of bounds by Madison Dirksen. She had too much muscle on that one. Over the end line, and Fort Recovery will get side out. Whitley Rammel will serve now. Jay County, very nice match here in the first set. And Whitley Rammel, a service error. That is at least the fourth service error for the Lady Indians tonight. Boy, you play a good team, you just cannot afford to do that. Side out Jay County. Here's the serve by Grace Brewster. Good serve. The set at the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery by Brunswick. Back over to Jay County. The set again into the net, and they're going to call point Fort Recovery. Four hits on Jay County. So side out Fort Recovery again. Faith Wendell will go back to serve this time. Fort Recovery needs to make a run here. Jay County's leading 20-14. Good serve. Here's the set. The hit by the outside hitter, and there's a point. They're going to say Jay County was in the net. Point Fort Recovery, so Faith Wendell picks up a service point the easy way. She will serve again. Another good serve. Dug out by Jay at the net. Can't get it back over. Another point for Fort Recovery. And this is really the first time that I can remember that Fort Recovery's run a couple of points together. Here's an next serve by Faith Wendell. The bump at the net. Hit back over to Jay County. Faith Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey back over to Jay. Izzy Rogers will set. Izzy hit back to Fort Recovery. Rogers another set. A smash. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. So Grace Guggenbiller gets a block. And all of a sudden, Fort Recovery has been on a run here. First time all this game. And they now trail by 3, 20-17. Timeout, Jay County. We'll be back.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nice matchup here so far tonight. Jay County's led all the way, leading here 20-17, but Fort Recovery on a little run here, thanks to Faith Wendell's serving. Faith will serve again. The score. Jay County up by 3. In the first set of this match, here's the dink over by Jay County, played by Marissa Garkey to Wendell to Garkey. Garkey smashes. Beautiful save there by Brenna Haynes. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Bup over on the right side. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. And Garkey on the kill. That was hit off the block by Jay County, which went out of bounds, which is a Fort Recovery point. Garkey's second kill of the evening. And Faith Wendell picks up another service point. And we got a call. Somebody in the net, I think Jay County. And that makes it a 20-19 score. Fort Recovery has pared the lead down to 1 point. Here's a hit by Jay County's Brunswick, played by Fort Recovery. Hit back by Tegan Fortkamp. There's the dig, the set at the net. Outside hit by Jay County, and they can't get the kill. Back over to Jay County again. A dink over this time, and getting the kill on the dink for Jay County was Abby Fields, and she stops the bleeding. Second kill of the night for Abby. Makes it 21-19, side out Jay County. Jay County needed that very badly. Here's the serve by Jay County's Hannah Mollenkamp. Good serve. Here's the dig, the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Off of the fingertips of Jay County's Grace Brewster and out of bounds. Kill for Fort Recovery. 21-20. Side out, Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey back to serve. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Brenna Haynes to the net. Here's the set. Hitting it back over, but out of bounds was Lauren Brewster. Lauren Brewster had the right idea. Wanted to go right down the sideline, but hit it out of bounds. Service point for Marissa Garkey. She'll serve again. 21-21. We're all tied up. First time it's tied up since it was 0-0. And it's an ace serve off of the dig there by Grace Brewster. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey, and that puts Fort Recovery ahead 22-21. Coming down to the end here, we've got a thriller. We'll be back. Timeout is called by Jay County.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, Rob Weaver here. Eric Cattley's our studio producer for the radio station. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve by Marissa Garkey. And Izzy Rogers hits it over the net, and they're going to call what? Looks like they might have called a double hit on Izzy. So So another service point for Marissa Garkey, and that makes it 23-21, Fort Recovery by two. Jay County needs to stop this right here. Good serve by Marissa Garkey. Dug out by Jay County, and free balling it over was Grace Brewster. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Grace Guggenbilder. Gets the hit, but Jay County plays it back to the Lady Indians. Keegan Fort Camp will set for Jay County's, or for Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson, and Jay County hit it back over, and it was out of bounds. Point for Fort Recovery. That was out of bounds. So Marissa Garkey serves the game point here, 24-21. Good serve. Jay County back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke hits it to the net. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey. Oh, that was Mara Pearson, rather. Back to Fort Recovery. Back over to Jay County. The set by Izzy Rogers. There's a free ball over by Lauren Brewster. Fort Recovery will set now. Here's Grace Guggenbilder on a hit. Can't get the kill. Jay County free balls it over. Izzy Rogers back to Fort Recovery. At the net. Here's the set, and back over by Izzy Rogers to Fort Recovery. And Grace Guggenbilder tries to get the kill, but saved by Brenna Haynes. Back over to Fort Recovery. Jay County trying to stay alive. Here's the hit. Jay County plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery again. Back and forth we go. Now Jay County has it. They have the set. Here's the hit. Cross-court hit by Lauren Brewster. Set by Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey on a smash! And got the kill, and that is the game. Marissa Garkey with the kill, 25-21. Jay County on the short end of the score here as Fort Recovery comes from behind. I think at one time, I believe it was 20-14. And Jay County could not hang on. Fort Recovery has a great ending to this first set as they had quite a run there, and they win 25-21. 1-0, Fort Recovery with the lead here. We'll be back with the second game coming up right after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
About to be in session, Cooper Farms would like to remind everyone to be cautious for school kids out walking or biking to or from school or getting on and off buses. Remember to always stop when the school bus stops and watch your speed in the school zone. We hope all area students have the best school year yet. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. Results, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Jay County High School, this battle between Fort Recovery, Jay County, always a good one, and Jay County had a great lead there. I think they led 20-14. It got away from them. Fort Recovery came back and won the match 25-21. So Fort Recovery will be serving this time. To start the second set, looks like it's going to be Grace Guggenbilder back to serve. Also, Marissa Garkey's in the lineup, Faith Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Tegan Forkamp and Mara Pearson. Here's the serve by Grace Guggenbiller. It's a good pass to the net. A smash. And it is a kill by Jay County's Lauren Brewster. That's her second kill of the evening. And Jay County takes, like they did in the first set, takes an early lead, 1-0. Retta Haynes back to serve now for Jay County. Good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's Whitley Rammel on the smash and got the kill. Whitley Rammel was dominant early on in that first set and then didn't get too many kills later on, but she had 5 kills in the first set. That makes 6 now on the night. It's now tied at 1-1. Here's Tegan Forkamp serving for Fort Recovery. Let's serve, but Jay County plays it. They're having trouble, though. Just have to free ball it over. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to Whitley Rammel. Dinks it over. Can't get the kill. Here's the hit by Jay County. A block by Fort Recovery. Is that a Fort Recovery point? Yep. Fort Recovery point. On the block, give Hannah Mullenkamp, give Tegan Forkamp a service point, and she'll go back and serve again. Good serve by Tegan. Dug out by Brenna Haynes. They're in trouble. Brenna Haynes just free balls it back to Jay, or back to Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash. Got the kill. Hit it through the block that was set up there by Madison Dirksen and Grace Brewster. And Whitley Rammel gets another kill. Number 7 for her this evening. Another service point for Tegan Forkamp. It's now 3-1. Fort Recovery. And there's an ace serve by Tegan Forkamp. That went off the dig by Abby Fields. That's Tegan's first ace serve of the evening. Makes it 4-1. Fort Recovery leading here in the second set. Good save there by Brenna Haynes. Played by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on the smash. Can't get the kill. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery is Grace Brewster. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. And Whitley hits it out of bounds. Now the one official overruled the linesman. The net official overruled the linesman and said it was inbound. So give Whitley Rammel another kill. Here's Tegan Forkamp back to serve again. And this time, service error. That's what got Fort Recovery in trouble in the first set. They made at least 4 service errors, maybe even 5, before they finally got going. Coming in for Jay County's Madison Brunswick and Hannah Mullenkamp will leave. Here's the serve for Jay County. Good serve. Tegan Forkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley hits it through a Jay County block and gets another kill. Kill number 9 for Whitley already. And it's only 6-2 in the second set here. Whitley's headed for a big night in the kill department. Now back to serve is Audra Bupp for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Audra. Dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's the hit back by Madison Dirksen to Fort Recovery. The set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. Marissa Garkey, a powerful outside hitter, becoming better and better and better with every match. And for her, that is kill number 5 on the evening. Audra Bupp will serve again. One of the officials talking with Izzy Rogers. As he was talking to the official. Now we're set to go. Audra Bupp serving for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve. Dug out by Lauren Brewster. Here's a smash by Jay County, by Brunswick, and got the kill. Madison Brunswick with her first kill of the evening. And makes it 7-3. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Jay County with the serve. Madison Dirksen on the serve. Good serve. Here's the set. The hit by Whitley Rammel. Blocked by Jay County. Looked like that was there together. Grace Brewster and Abby Fields were there together for the block. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Grace. And it's Jay County's point, and Dirksen will serve again. Good serve again. And confusion at the net, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. Another service point for Madison Dirksen. Here's Madison serving again. It's now 7-5. Jay County's back to within two. Good serve. Here's a hit by Fort Recovery by Marissa Garkey. Smash back to Fort Recovery. They play it. Whitley Rammel just free balls it over. Here's the set by Izzy Rogers. The smash by Brunswick. A block by Garkey. And they say too many hits for Jay County, I think. And it's a point Fort Recovery. And Whitley Rammel will go back to serve. 8-5. 3-point lead for Fort Recovery. Rammel's serve is a good one. Here's the set. The smash right in the middle by Brunswick, and she got the kill. Madison Brunswick with her second kill of this game. It's now 8-6. Jay County back to within two. Fort Recovery won the first set tonight, 25-21, after Jay County blew a big lead. Good serve. Fort Recovery free balls it over, saved by Tegan Fortkamp. At the net. What do we got going on there? Fort Recovery can't make the return. Jay County gets the kill. Here's Grace Brewster back to serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Audra Bupp, and we got Fort Recovery in the net. Tied up 8-8. Fort Recovery had a decent lead. It slipped away. Another service point for Grace Brewster. She'll serve again. Dug out by Audra Bupp. Here's the set for Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp to Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill, number 6 for her tonight. She makes it Fort Recovery 9 and Jay County 8. Good match going on here this evening. Entertaining match. Here's Faith Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. It is, they say, out. Too far over the in line. Service error for Fort Recovery. That's their second of this set. Now going back to serve for Jay is Raylan Chaffins. And Chaffins hits it into the net. Service error for Raylan Chaffins. Fort Recovery gets side out, and Marissa Garkey will go back to serve. Bounces the volleyball. Fort Recovery leading 10-9 here. Second set of this match. Good serve. And it's an ace serve. Trying to dig it out was Hannah Mollenkamp, and she couldn't get it as it veered out of bounds. Ace serve for Marissa Garkey. That is her second ace serve of the night. Marissa will serve it once more. Nice crowd on hand here, by the way. And this time, another service error in the net by Marissa Garkey. That's the third service error for Fort Recovery this set. They had 5 service errors in the first set. They did not do this at all the other night when we did their match last week. Here's a serve by Abby Fields. Good serve back to Jay County and hit out of bounds. Point Jay County. Give Abby Fields a service point. She will serve again. It's tied up. 11-11 here. Good serve by Fields. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp. Now Madison Dirksen saves it by freeballing it over. Here's Faith Wendell on the set. Grace Guggenbiller. And got the kill right on the line. Grace Guggenbiller with the kill right on the line. That makes it 12-11. Fort Recovery up by 1. And here's Grace Guggenbiller going back to serve. Good serve by Grace. Dug out by Hannah Mollenkamp. Here's a smash and a block by Whitley Rammel. Whitley Rammel with her first block of the evening. Makes it 13-11. Give Grace Guggenbiller a service point. She will serve again to Mollenkamp to the net. Dinking it over was Madison Dirksen. Back to Dirksen. Back over to Fort Recovery. Now back to Jay. Here's a set for Madison Dirksen, and Dirksen gets the kill. Give the assist to Izzy Rogers, who set for her. Madison Dirksen with the kill. Side out, Jay County. 13-12. Fort Recovery leads by one. Brenna Haynes will now serve for Jay County. Good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's Whitley Rammel on the smash and got the kill. Hit that one where nobody was. And side out now, Fort Recovery. That makes the score 14-12. Faith Wendell will go out for Fort Recovery, and Lily Luthold will come in for the Lady Indians. Here's Tegan Forkamp on the serve for Fort Recovery. Brenna Haynes digs it out to the net. Here's Madison Dirksen hitting it back to Fort Recovery, and it went off of Tegan Forkamp and out of bounds. Madison Dirksen with another kill. It's number five for her this evening. Very respectable total. Jay County now serving, trailing by one, 14-13. Izzy Rogers on the serve, good serve at the net. And Fort Recovery can't play it. They couldn't make the return. And Jay County with a service point. Rogers will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's the set to Whitley Rammel. Jay County keeps it alive. Freeballing it back over was Brunswick for Jay County. Marissa Garkey freeballs it back to Jay. Here's the set by Izzy Rogers to Madison Dirksen, and Dirksen's going to get the kill. Izzy Rogers the assist. Madison Dirksen another kill. That makes it now 15-14. Still serving here for Jay County, Izzy Rogers. Another good serve. Dug out by Kanapke to Fort Camp. Here's the hit back over by Mara Pearson to Jay County. The pass to the net by Jay, and out of bounds it goes. Before recovery's side out. Grace Brewster couldn't quite keep it in bounds there. So here's Audra Bupp serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve to Brenna Haynes. Here's the pass to the net. Dirksen hits it back. Jay County's Kanapke to the net. Here's the hit by Marissa Garkey. Back by Madison Dirksen to Jay. Now Jay, or I should say to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery back to Jay. Here's the hit by Grace Brewster back to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Garkey and a block by Madison Dirksen. Madison Dirksen with the block. Side out, Jay County. That makes it 16-15, and that is a one-point lead now for Jay County. Madison Dirksen will serve. Dug out by Kanapke. Here's the smash by Whitley Rammel, and it's blocked, but out of bounds, so Rammel gets the kill. Another kill for Whitley Rammel. That is number 11 for her tonight. And Whitley will go back to serve. Now we have a tie set here. 16-16 in game two. Serve to Brenna Haynes to the net. Here's the hit by Brunswick back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Jay County with it now. Back over by Grace Brewster. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey and a block attempt there by Jay County's Brunswick, and it's off of Brunswick and out of bounds. Give a kill to Marissa Garkey. Whitley Rammel, a service point. She will serve again. Fort Recovery now leads by one, 17-16. There's a hit, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Jay County's Abby Fields. Nice hit from the outside hitting position. 17-17, all tied up, side out Jay County. Here is Grace Brewster serving now for Jay. Good serve. Hit back by Grace Guggenbiller. Here's an attempted smash by Lauren Brewster, and she just mishit it. And Jay County picks up the point. Correction, Fort Recovery picks up the point. Keep things straight here. Fort Recovery picks up the point to now lead 18-17. Serving now, Faith Wendell. Good serve. Here's the hit by Jay County back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp on a smash, but a block by Jay County. Getting the block there was Lauren Brewster and Abby Fields. That ties it up 18-18, and it's side out Jay County. Here's Hannah Mollenkamp serving for Jay. Good serve. The smash back blocked by Jay County. Marissa Garkey just free balls it over. Here's the hit by Fort Recovery. No, by Jay County, I should say. That was by Abby Fields, and she hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the points. Fort Recovery now leads 19-18. And here is Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Grace Brewster. Fields back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the smash by Tegan Forkamp. Jay County keeps it alive. Izzy Rogers hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Back to Jay County. What have we got? Jay County's in the net. Jay County was in the net. That's point Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey will go back to serve with Jay County trailing 20-18. Timeout Jay County. Fort Recovery a two-point lead here in this one. We'll be back in just a moment on PG14 and Jay Country 101. Again, if you've tuned in for the matchup tonight with the Cincinnati Reds, their game got postponed tonight because of the weather. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacist. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314, Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Two birthday wishes tonight on both sides of the court. Chloe Showalter, the reserve coach for Fort Recovery, having a birthday today. Her team sang her happy birthday. And Heaven Willoughby of Jay County's Junior Varsity having a birthday today. 15 years old for Heaven Willoughby. Happy birthday to Heaven. There's a service by Marissa Garkey. It's too long, and Jay County had a good time out there as Marissa Garkey has a service error. That makes it 20-19. Jay County side out, and there's a service error for Jay County as Fields hits it into the net. So Jay County can't take advantage of the opportunity. Two-point lead for Fort Recovery, 21-19. Here's the pass to the net. The hit, and Whitley Rammel hits it back over. And they're going to say Whitley carried the ball. Illegal hit. So Jay County gets the service point. Brenna Haynes serving. 21-20. Or gets the point, I should say. Good serve by Brenna. Back to Jay County. Izzy Rogers will set for the outside hitter. Cross-court hit is out of bounds by Grace Brewster. Point Fort Recovery. 22-20. Fort Recovery leads by two here over Jay County in this excellent matchup tonight. Tegan Forkamp will serve. Into the net. Service error for Fort Recovery. That's at least five service errors now for Fort Recovery. Maybe six. They have had that bugaboo tonight. Coach Guggenbiller is going to have to work on that before their matchup with Delphi St. John's on Thursday. Side out Jay County. Izzy Rogers serving. Good serve. And Fort Recovery had a bad pass there, and Whitley Rammel could not play it off the set. Point Jay County. Give Rogers a service point. It's now 22-22. We're all tied up in this second set. And here's a block by Jay County's Brunswick. Madison Brunswick with the block, and that gives Jay County the lead at 23-22. Coach Travis Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery calling timeout. Jay County's up by one, 23-22.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
By the way, I don't think I mentioned, Fort Recovery did win the junior varsity match tonight, winning 25-16, 25-12. Fort Recovery goes to 3-0 at the JV level, and that is the first loss of the year for Jay County's JV team. They are now 3-1 on the year. Here's Izzy Rogers serving again. This one's out of bounds. Big point for Fort Recovery. Service there for Izzy Rogers. And that makes it tied up at 23 all. Here's Audra Bupp going in to serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Big serve here. It is a good serve. Dug out by Grace Brewster. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. The set. Here's the smash by Marissa Garkey. Played off of Brenna Haynes. Jay County's going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Grace Brewster back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. The hit back to Jay County and out of bounds by Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it off the sideline, and that gives Jay County a one-point lead, 24-23. Jay County's on the verge of winning this second set. Going back to serve now is Dirksen for Jay County. Good serve. Audra Bupp to Marissa Garkey. Free balls it over to Jay County. Here's Brunswick hitting it back to Audra Bupp. And Whitley Rammel dinks it over. Jay County plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Tegan Fortcamp to Marissa Garkey. And Jay County can't play it. Give Garkey the kill, and that ties it up again. 24-24. Now, you have to win by two, so whoever wins this next point's not going to win the set yet. Whitley Rammel serving. It's a good serve, and it's an ace serve for Whitley Rammel. Advantage Fort Recovery. And Jay County calls time. Fort Recovery now has taken a 25-24 lead. They have the serve when we come back right after this.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Jay County with their backs to the wall here. Whitley Rammel on the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Brenna Haynes. Ace serve for Whitley Rammel. And Fort Recovery has won the second set, 26-24. Another ace serve by Whitley Rammel. Two in a row to nail down the victory. And once again, Fort Recovery wins set number two, 26-24. Jay County again had their opportunities. They led in that first set tonight, 20-14, let Fort Recovery come back and win. They led in this set, 24-23, but Fort Recovery scores the last 3 points of the set to win the game. And Fort Recovery has taken a 2-0 lead here in this match. It's not over yet. Jay County's played very well tonight. They could easily win three in a row and win this match. We'll see. Interesting competition tonight. We'll be back in a moment with set number three. Fort Recovery again leading 2-0 right after this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ta-da! It is Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare. In the morning and the evenings, the crops are getting tall and it's harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, safety man?
Well, Lindsay, when you're on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you and give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we're patient advocates. Whether it is selecting the best cough syrup or supplying a custom-fitted wheelchair, we provide patients with tailored healthcare information, pharmaceutical services, and medical equipment. You can depend on value-added service from Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com, Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Jay County, great match going on here. Fort Recovery's won the first two sets, but Jay County could have easily won the first two sets. Didn't happen. So now Fort Recovery's in the driver's seat. Set three coming up. Jay County will be serving here to start set number three. These two teams are both in action Thursday. Fort Recovery's at home against Delphi St. John's on Thursday night. We'll have that matchup for you here on the radio. Jay County is at Wapahani on Thursday night. Always a tough opponent in Wapahani. Good serve by Jay County to start the third set here. Free balling it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set to Marissa Garkey. The dig by Jay County. A battle at the net. Here's Kanapke setting over here for Mara Pearson. Now a battle by Madison Dirksen, and she got the kill. Start the third set. Madison Dirksen with the kill. And give Brenna Haynes another service point. Brenna serves again. Good serve again. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Grace on the hit, played by Jay, and they can't get it back over. So I'm not going to give Grace a kill on that because it really didn't result. Her hit didn't really result in winning the point. Jay County just misplayed the second pass. So it's tied at 1-1. So served by Fort Recovery now. And there is a kill by Grace Brewster, I think. Yep, Grace Brewster gets a kill. And now going back to serve for Jay County is Izzy Rogers. Good serve by Izzy. Oh, misplayed by Marissa Garkey. Saved by Whitley Rammel. Free balling it over is Tegan Fortkamp, but she hits it out of bounds. Points for Izzy Rogers. Izzy's had a bunch of points tonight. My statistics are very unofficial. I've got her close to 10 points, and there's a service ace for Izzy Rogers. That is her second ace of the night. She will serve again, and Jay County leads 4-1. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Back over to Jay County. Rogers will set for Madison Dirksen. Dirksen hits it over to Fort Recovery. And a block by Jay County. Not sure who that was. Jay County gets the block and another service point for Izzy Rogers. She will serve again. Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Fortkamp, the outside hitter. Jay County plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley dinks it over. Back to Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson can't play it. And another service point for Izzy Rogers, as Fort Recovery is now trailing 6-1. Great start here for Izzy. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill that time. That is kill number 12 for Whitley Rammel. And side out, Fort Recovery, and Tegan Fortcamp will go back to serve. Jay County leads by 4, 6-2, and that stops the run by Izzy Rogers. Here's Tegan Fortcamp's serve, dug out, and it's an ace serve as Abby Fields unable to play that. So Tegan Fortcamp gets an ace serve. That's her second ace of the night. Here's the next serve, 6-3, Fort Recovery back to within 3. Fields will pass to the net. Now free balling it over is going to be Brunswick for Jay County. Whitney Rammel free balls it over for Fort Recovery, and just a little soft hit and got the kill. Hit it back deep where nobody was, and Whitley Rammel with her 13th kill of the evening. Tegan Fortcamp will serve again. 6-4 now. And this one is ace serve. Just got inside the back. Ooh. Now they say no. It was out of bounds. Well, it looked like to me the linesman thought it was in. So service error there. And here is Madison Dirksen now serving for Jay County. A hit by Whitley Rammel, blocked there by Fields. Back over to Jay County to the net. Here's the set. Fields on the hit. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. Point, Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel gets the block. 7-5 now, back to a 2-point lead. Jay County led 6-1 here to start this set. But Fort Recovery's fought back now, trailing only by 2. Here's Audra Bupp on a good serve. And into the net, and Jay County can't play it. Grace Brewster couldn't quite get any elevation on that dig, and Jay County just couldn't make anything out of it. So point for Audra Bupp of Fort Recovery. Serving again, it's 7-6. This one is too long, out of bounds. Service error, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery continues their trend of service errors tonight. So serving now is Grace Brewster for Jay County. Let's serve. Good serve. Dug out by Tegan Fortcamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it back to Jay County. Back over to Fort Recovery. And unable to play it was Lily Luthold. Couldn't get it to where she wanted it to either play a set or get it over the net. And it's a point for Grace Brewster. Good serve again. Tegan Fortcamp. For Whitley Rammel, block at the net. Battled to back to Jay County. Izzy Rogers hits it back over to Kanapke. Here's Whitley Rammel. A smash, and I think it was... No, it was in. Whitley Rammel got the kill. Kill number 14 for her tonight. She has had a ton of kills this evening. Whitley will serve here as it's a 9-7 Jay County lead. Here's a smash by Fields, blocked by Grace Guggenbiller. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortcamp will set for Lily Luthold. Luthold dinks it back over and got the kill. Lily Luthold with her first kill of the evening, and that makes it a 1-point game, 9-8, and Jay County wants time. Fort Recovery down by 1, 9-8. Jay County wants time. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, Jay Country 101 Radio with, once again, Fort Recovery and Jay County volleyball tonight.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, Fort Recovery opens up their conference play on Thursday as they will host Delphi St. John's. Jay County will travel over to tough Wapahani on Thursday. Fort Recovery 2-0 on the year coming into tonight, and Jay County's 1-2. Here's a smash by Abby Fields. It's a block, I think, by Lily Luthold. give Lily Leuthold the block, I believe. And it's 9-9. We're all tied up here. Service point for Whitley Rammel. Rammel serves again. The hit back to Jay County by Lauren Brewster. Here is Marissa Garkey back to Jay County. Brenna Haynes, and Brenna hits it out of bounds, dug it out of bounds. Had to dive for that tough play and couldn't keep it in play. Service point for Whitley Rammel. 10-9 now. Fort Recovery has taken a lead, and this is in for an ace serve for Whitley Rammel. Right on the back line. Kill number, or I should say not a kill, but that's ace serve number 3 for Whitley tonight. Fort Recovery leads by 2, 11-9. There's a good serve. Jay County plays it well to the net. They're going to call an illegal hit on Jay County. Called a double hit on the Lady Patriots. Makes it 12-9. Another service point for Whitley Rammel. And Fort Recovery now leads by 3. Fort Recovery won the first two sets, 25-21 and 26-24. And there is a kill by Marissa Garkey as Jay County played the serve by Whitley Rammel. No, they... I think they called Fort Recovery in the net. Must have called Fort Recovery in the net or over the net. So give Jay County the point. That ends the serve by Whitley Rammel. That makes it 12-10 now. Here's Mollenkamp serving for Jay County. Knapke plays it to the net, and nobody is there to play the set. Point Jay County. Give the service point to Hannah Mollenkamp. Hannah Mollenkamp serving, 12-11. Jay County down by 1. Good serve by Hannah. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Forkamp will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Cross court hit, played by Brenna Haynes. Here's the hit back by Lauren Brewster. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. A smash by Marissa Garkey. Tegan Forkamp plays it on the other side. After the block there, Lily Leuthold on the hit. Nice play by Jay County's Grace Brewster to save it and keep it alive. Fort Recovery with it now. Dinking it over was Grace Guggenbiller, and Grace gets the kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening for Grace Guggenbiller. Makes it 13-11. Jay County's played very well tonight, but they just haven't gotten the break. They've led in all three of these sets. But Fort Recovery's in the driver's seat at the moment, leading here 13-11 in the third set. And there's Marissa Garkey getting a kill on a cross-court hit. For Marissa, that is number 9 on the kill department for her, according to the unofficial Rob statistics. 14-11. Good serve there. Back to Jay County. Here's the set by Faith Wendell, and a block by Jay County. Fields and Izzy Rogers were there for the block, and they get the point. That ends the Fort Recovery side out. Goes back to Jay County. Abby Fields will serve now for Jay County. In the net. 15-12. Service error for Jay County, and Fort Recovery's taking a 3-point lead. Marissa Garkey serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Mollenkamp. Here's the smash by Madison Dirksen, and Madison gets the kill. Been a while since she had one, but got a nice one there. That's 8 kills unofficially for Madison Dirksen. Brenna Haynes back to serve. And it's a good serve. Dug out by Knapke, Aubrey Knapke. Here's Grace Guggenbiller, a cross-court hit, and got the kill. Grace Guggenbiller with a kill, number 5 for her. And it's 16-13. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Here's Grace Guggenbiller on the serve now for Fort Recovery. Izzy Rogers will set for Madison Dirksen. Dirksen on the hit. Over to Fort Recovery and back across to Jay County. Here's the set, the smash by Madison Dirksen. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. That would have been a kill anyway for Madison. To give the point to Jay County. 16-14. Now back to serve is Izzy Rogers. Excellent serve. Izzy's had a nice night serving. Here's the smash by Whitley Rammel. Saved by Brenna Haynes. What a save. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Back to Brenna Haynes. Will pass to the net. Rogers will set for Madison Dirksen. Dirksen to Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Back to Jay County. Back to Fort Recovery. Garkey will dig it out. Wendell will set for the outside hitter, Mara Pearson. Here's the dink over by Madison Dirksen, and Dirksen gets the kill. Kill number 9 for Madison Dirksen. Soft little hit, but it was in the right spot. 16-15, another service point for Izzy Rogers. Fort Recovery leads by only one. Here's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Got the kill off of Izzy Rogers. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill for Fort Recovery. That's her second, and that makes it 17-15 now. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads by two. Now Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. Good serve by Tegan. Dug out by Jay County. Izzy Rogers will set for Madison Dirksen. And Madison got the kill. Another kill for Madison Dirksen. Number 10 for her now as she's in double figures. And Madison will go back to serve. 17-16 score. Jay County only down by one. Here's a dink back over by Mara Pearson. And Mara gets the kill for Fort Recovery. Soft little hit. And it went off the block by Jay County and out of bounds. So Mara Pearson gets credit for the kill. That's her first kill of the night. Came at a big time. Here's Audra Bupp serving now for Fort Recovery to Brenna Haynes. And Brenna hits it to the net. And unfortunately, Jay County can't make the return. A little bit too much on the return there. And now timeouts called by Jay County as Fort Recovery's taken a 3-point lead, 19-16. This game's not over, though. Don't go away. Jay County down by three, 19-16. Fort Recovery with the advantage, leading 2-0, leading here in this set, 19-16.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back at Jay County High School. Nice crowd on hand here tonight for both teams. Here's Audra Bupp serving. Let's serve. Jay County digs it out. Nice job there by Grace Brewster. And here's Jay County getting the kill. I missed who that was, but give Jay County a kill. 19-17. Now back to serve for Jay County's Grace Brewster. Brewster's serve is out of bounds. Too much mustard over the end line. Makes it 20-17. Fort Recovery with a 3-point lead again. Whitley Rammel will serve now. Dug out by Brenna Haynes. Here's the set at the net. Cross-court hit by Brunswick. It's out of bounds. Madison Brunswick hitting it out of bounds. That gives the service point to Whitley Rammel. And makes it now 21-17. Whitley has had quite a night. 14 kills, a whole bunch of service points. Two or three blocks in there. Fort Recovery leads 21-17. It's not over yet. Jay County can still rally here. Here's Rammel's serve. It's good. Dug out by Grace Brewster. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Tegan Fortkamp to Marissa Garkey, and Garkey can't get the kill as she hits it out of bounds on the far sideline on the cross-court hit. 21-18, Jay County side out. Hannah Mollenkamp will come in, and Hannah will serve here, replacing Madison Brunswick. Hannah Mollenkamp bouncing the volleyball. Here comes the serve. Every serve here is crucial. Good serve. Here's the set at the net. Battle there, and Jay County comes in with the block. Izzy Rogers and Abby Fields come through with the block, and it's a point. Jay County give a service point to Hannah Mollenkamp. Hannah Mollenkamp serves again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Garkey, and Garkey mishit it. Tried to smash it down the middle, and it's a point for Jay County. Another service point for Hannah Mollenkamp. And timeout, Fort Recovery now, with Fort Recovery leading 21-20. Anybody's match, anybody's set coming up here. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Timeout is over. Here's Hannah Mollenkamp serve to Fort Recovery. And they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Point, Jay County, and it's tied up at 21-21. Three straight service points here for Hannah Mollenkamp. Hannah serves again. Another good one. Who almost mishit. Freeballing it over is Marissa Garkey. Jay County plays it in trouble. Here's a hit back by Lauren Brewster, and she hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. That gives Fort Recovery a one-point lead, 22-21. Now Faith Wendell goes back to serve. Faith is a pretty good server for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians lead by one. Good serve. Dug out by Jay County to Izzy Rogers to Fields. Fields hits it out of bounds over the end line. Abby Fields hits it out of bounds, 23-21. Service point for Faith Wendell. Number six for her on the night. Good serve there, dug out by Mollenkamp to Rogers. Here's Fields hitting it back over to Jay County, or to Fort Recovery. And there's Marissa Garkey getting a kill to make it 24-21. Marissa Garkey picks up the kill. Kill number 10 for Marissa tonight. Here's your match point. Good serve by Faith Wendell, and Jay County cannot return, and it's over. 25-21. Fort Recovery has won the third set and the match. Give Faith Wendell two straight serves there, service points there to end the match tonight. The final score, again, Fort Recovery wins the first set 25-21. They win the second set 26-24 and win the third set 25-21. And Jay County led in all three of those sets. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Are about to be in session, Cooper Farms would like to remind everyone to be cautious for school kids out walking or biking to or from school or getting on and off buses. Remember to always stop on the school bus stops and watch your speed in the school zone. We hope all area students have the best school year yet. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I loved playing high school sports. I love the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at Jay County. Again, we send out birthday wishes to a member of both teams tonight, Chloe Showalter, the junior varsity coach for Fort Recovery. A birthday today. Her team sang happy birthday to her after they won the JV match tonight. And for Jay County, it's a birthday for Heaven Willoughby. Heaven Willoughby having birthday number 15 tonight. Congratulations to her. Well, in the JV matchup, Fort Recovery won that 25-16, 25-12 to hand Jay County their first JV loss of the year. As Fort Recovery goes to 3-0 in junior varsity play, and Jay County drops to 3-1. And in the varsity action, it was Fort Recovery winning three close sets, 25-21, 26-24, 25-21. And they go to 3-0 on the year. Jay County drops to 1-3, a tough luck loss for the Lady Patriots tonight. They played almost well enough to win tonight, but not quite. Just some of the stats, and my official stats are not official tonight, I'll guarantee you that. It was Whitley Rammel with 14 kills on the night for Fort Recovery. She had 9 service points, including 3 aces, and also had at least 2 blocks on the night as well. So a really great night for Whitley Rammel. Marissa Garkey ended up with 10 kills on the night, had 7 service points and 2 aces. So Marissa had a nice night as well. Tegan Fortkamp with 2 kills, 6 service points, including 2 aces. Audra Bupp had at least 3 service points. Lily Luthold had a kill on a block. That came in that third set. Mara Pearson with a kill. Grace Guggenbiller had 5 kills, also had 1 service point and 1 block. Faith Wendell with a total of 8 service points on the night for Faith. For Jay County, unofficially again, Madison Dirksen with 10 kills tonight to lead her team. She had 3 service points and also had a couple of blocks in the match as well. Hannah Mullenkamp had 5 service points for Jay County. Madison Brunswick had 2 kills, 2 service points, and 1 block. Izzy Rogers, great night serving tonight, 13 service points, including 2 aces. Abby Fields had 3 kills, 2 service points, including an ace, and also had a block. Brenna Haynes with at least 3 service points. Lauren Brewster had 2 kills and a block. And Grace Brewster had a kill, a block, and 3 service points. Again, those are all unofficial totals, but that's what I had unofficially tonight. We'll get the official totals from the two teams tomorrow morning. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. Nice win tonight over a good Jay County matchup. Jay County played well enough to win tonight. And again, as I said, they led in all 3 of the games, including leading 20-14, I believe it was, in that second set, but couldn't hang on for the win. They started out with a 6-1 lead in the third set also tonight and couldn't hang on for the win there. Again, we'll be covering Fort Recovery on Thursday as Fort Recovery will host Delphi St. John's. Don't forget Jay County's at Wapahani on Thursday night. Always a tough opponent for the Lady Patriots, so good luck to Jay County. High school football on Friday. Fort Recovery is at home with Coldwater. You can hear that matchup on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Jay County is at Southern Wells. You can hear that matchup on 105.3 FM on Friday evening. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly for the radio station and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Jay County High School. Again, Fort Recovery wins both the JV and the varsity matches here tonight in high school volleyball.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by...
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.